This is Nicole Rollander reading Rise Up for Calyx. Rise up. We pick through tiny bones, scattered in the oldest part of the cemetery, delicate bird skulls. And are these horse teeth? You kneeled, placing a branch on a mother's grave. A spirit free in the trees, flying over an old cow, and a heart, somewhere, cleaving. But the living go on. A woman peels apples calmly in morning light. Or later, she dozes by a window, snow dripping off eaves. I remember our walks in boneyards at twilight, when you'd say we don't survive on bread alone. We all share the same love that turns to grief. It's been a giving and a letting go, what I can't yet say, unspooling out into air. From bed, you gave me the recipe for dying well, humming through night pain, praying to Saint Joseph for a happy passing, resting seashells on your chest, placing honey on your tongue. I plan to place silver coins on your closed eyes when the next world called you, sure currency. You said your suffering, bone on fire, would wing you surely into happy afterlife. Now I need bread because it's a way of being useful, a way of resisting. Are you floating in a clear bottom boat over me, in an eternal dream of light and glass? Distance from God means absence of stars, a nun notes in her breviary. What if, one more time, I could take your arm and we could stroll between graves? Here's yours, I'd say. I lie down on the dirt over your body. You'd close my eyes. You'd wash my face. There are many ways to love. I can name the last things you touched. Illumine your face, brave with suffering. All these stones, washed clean and clean again by tumbling waters. Yes, there are also many ways to die. Sword on neck bone, body in fire. The death inside of you opened, enfolding your heart, a bruised flower fruiting. You wanted me to learn how to pray, so I could repair my shattered spine, the bombed-out cathedral inside of me, the loss of you, who now travels with the wind. I imagine you'll be homesick for all the things that will come after you, so I'll gather them, loaves and fishes, in baskets. I don't want to know what lies ahead. At the end of our lives, all paths lead here. We have nowhere else to go, so we step out of the body and scatter, hoping we won't be turned away.